The Joyful Mysteries, Monday and Saturday. Today, we will contemplate the Joyful Mysteries. The first mystery, the Annunciation. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The second mystery, the Visitation. Mary entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. The third mystery, the Nativity. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The fourth mystery, the Presentation in the Temple. Mary and Joseph took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The fifth mystery, the Finding in the Temple. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. The Luminous Mysteries, Thursday. Today we will contemplate the Luminous Mysteries. The first mystery, the Baptism of Christ in the Jordan. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The second mystery, the Wedding Feast at Cana. Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The third mystery, Jesus' proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of God. Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The fourth mystery, the Transfiguration. While he was praying, he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. The fifth mystery, the Institution of the Eucharist. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Sorrowful Mysteries, Tuesday and Friday. Today we will contemplate the Sorrowful Mysteries. The first mystery, the Agony in the Garden. He was in such agony, and he prayed so fervently, that his sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. The second mystery, the Scourging at the Pillar. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged. The third mystery, the Crowning with Thorns. And the soldiers wove a crown out of thorns and placed it on his head and clothed him in a purple cloak. The fourth mystery, the Carrying of the Cross. And carrying the cross himself, Jesus went out to what is called the Place of the Skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. The fifth mystery, the Crucifixion and Death. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. The Glorious Mysteries, Wednesday and Sunday. Today we will contemplate the Glorious Mysteries. The first mystery, the Resurrection. Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has been raised. The second mystery, the Ascension. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. The third mystery, the Descent of the Holy Spirit. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. The fourth mystery, the Assumption. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The fifth mystery, the Coronation of Mary. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. After the fifth mystery, and Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be are prayed for the intentions of the Holy Father. After these prayers, the Hail Holy Queen and the Litany to the Blessed Virgin Mary are prayed.